WEOL. This portion of the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorain is brought to you by the Lorain Public Library System. Stop by one of their 6 locations or the bookmobile soon and dazzle your mind. And if you stop by the main branch, you might see Ramona Flores, who joins us. She's a librarian there, also in the adult services department.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So that means you're the one who kind of has all the new bestsellers, what hot books that adults are looking to read.
Oh, yeah. We're always on the lookout for what's new coming down the pike. And we want to make sure we have all the latest and plenty of it for people to read.
Now, does that come from customer feedback or knowing what's on some list, or you kind of get a service that gives you, here's what's coming out or what to expect?
Well, it's a lot of poring over pre-publication reviews and kind of from the publishers. They let us know what's coming out in the near future. And we always get feedback from readers, too. We kind of know what they like to read.
We have the ones that are the standbys, known authors, and then there's always some, unknown one that kind of grabs everyone's attention.
Absolutely. The hot book lately has been Michelle Knight's book, Finding Me, Overcoming a Decade of Darkness. And she was one of the 3 young ladies that was kidnapped in Cleveland and was released last year. And she wrote a book, truly a book about survival and overcoming great odds. And this has been the hot book lately. And it's also available as an e-book, not only a print book.
Let's talk about some of that e-ability or e-library.
I have this brochure here, Bruce, and I need to mention, I look at this and I think, Access 360, Hoopla, Overdrive, Zinio. These are great names.
Yes.
What is all of this?
Memorable names. And they all are places you can go to in the e-library. And the e-library is a place you go to get e-books, audiobooks, movies, magazines, music that you can download to your portable device. Say your Samsung Galaxy or even your phone or your computer or any device you hold in your hand that you can put stuff on and read or listen to the things later. And our e-library offers all kinds of different ways to get all kinds of different things.
What becomes the benefit, the real benefit of that, that's different from going to a shelf, getting a book, taking the book out?
Right. We all love print books. I still read them, but I have an e-reader too. And there are advantages to e-readers, such as you can adjust the font size on an e-reader to read an e-book. You can make it bigger. You can have instant large type right in front of you. You can control the lighting in the background. You don't have to turn on the bedside lamp to read. You can take many, many books with you on vacation or traveling, load it up on your e-reader. And you don't have to lug along 20 pounds of books. You lug along this little e-reader that's in your hand, which isn't lugging at all.
Do you think it will become a little more generational, where younger people are, at some point, maybe they don't need or want that hard copy?
Often it is young people using these new digital reading and movies and all that. But often it is older adults coming in, and they come into the library and they ask us how to use their new device that their kids usually give them or that they bought themselves. So it is really crossing generations, and I think it's all here to stay.
I imagine your role maybe then has changed as well, because you not only focus on what maybe being a traditional librarian is, but you also have to be a bit tech savvy.
Yes, librarians today are tech savvy. They're information specialists, and we are always ready to help you use our e-library, which includes not only e-books, audiobooks, but streaming movies, Hollywood blockbusters available from Hoopla, for instance, that you can watch instantly and you never have to wait for, because it's as though the library bought an infinite number of copies of them because they're streaming free. And also music from Freegle. You can get up to 3 free downloads of tunes, songs per week that you get to keep legally and permanently on your mobile device or your computer. You can actually build a CD that way and have it, and it's legal, and it's free, and it's permanent.
You also have magazines that are available, and that I think is wonderful, because either buy a magazine, you don't even know it, you don't like it, or you get to sample some things that maybe you want to get a subscription to, or it just keeps it all organized, I guess.
Absolutely. And what do you do with all the magazines when you're done reading them? With Zinio, That is our magazine service. You get full-color, popular magazines. They bill themselves as the world's largest newsstand. They have almost 100 popular titles, such as Reader's Digest, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, Marie Claire. And the neat thing about Zinio, and these are also no waiting, instant reading magazine on your device, full color, you can print out an entire magazine page. So say you've got that ratings page from Consumer Reports about flat screen TVs, and you want to take it with you to the store, you can print it out from Zinio.
And these are things also that I would assume there's things that are maybe only available through the e-library. I mean, out there, maybe there's things that don't have. Are there things such as that, or is most of the stuff duplicated?
Well, most of it is over in the print world as well.
Okay.
But the cool thing about the e-books is that you can download them instantly from the comfort of your own home, for instance, something you can't do with the print book. So if you've got Wi-Fi at home, you can be 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night looking for something to read and getting it and reading it.
I suppose there's also like a search function available on some of these. Is there a possibility? I'm thinking sometimes like a book, you're thinking, where was that page I was looking for? Or what was that
Absolutely.
Thing that's in there? So there's a lot of that same function that a computer would have or that you normally...
Yes. You mean with an e-book, an individual book?
Sure.
Yeah, there's a navigation button that you can bookmark a page and you can jump ahead, you can go back. They're really easy to use. Just a few little things to learn.
See, now you don't have to worry about going back to page one all the time, Bruce.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Or losing a bookmark. But I like bookmarks. Bookmarks are, you know, that sometimes the bookmark is the personality of the people that read the books, you know. But it's a good opportunity. I guess the main thing you need, though, is a library card, right?
Absolutely. It starts with your free library card because, did I mention that all these things are free? They are. They're free with your library card.
I still don't understand how this works. I don't understand that. You mean there's something there that I can get for free and
free music.
Music,
yeah.
A book, a movie.
Magazines.
This library is a wonderful place.
Oh,
Craig.
Yeah. You should go.
There's a lot of things that are going on. And I guess, you know, you talk about the adult, the summer reading. Now, like kids always have a summer reading thing where there's, you know, prizes involved or something. Do you organize something for adults during the summer?
Absolutely. We have Adult Summer Reading Club. We make your summer reading even more fun. And the more books you read, the more chances you have to win weekly prizes. At the Main and the South Branch, we offer bags of books and gift certificates. And all your books that you read are entered, the slips that you fill out for them are entered in the grand prize drawing, which is an Amazon Kindle that we will give away at the end of summer reading. It ends on August 9th, so there's plenty of time to jump in and start reading with us.
I brought my library card today. Mine is one of the older ones.
Yes,
really?
It is.
Oh, yeah. This is old school right here. The new ones are colorful. All different colors,
yes.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, purple, red.
That's it?
Ah.
That's the new one.
Really? This seems like pretty old to me.
Oh,
I mean,
this is even older.
Really?
This is like the Model T of library cards.
Wow. Does it have your Social Security number on it or all those crazy things people used to put on cards all the time for people? Do you have a barcode on the back of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How come yours isn't signed? Aren't you supposed to?
It's worn off, probably.
You're supposed to put your name on this and know you're an authorized user for that. But
you can always upgrade that old card.
No. You know, in fact, I was at the library yesterday and I said, hey, I can't find my card. Has anybody returned it? They said, no, you know, we would have called you. So I found it last night and I wanted to find it. I wanted my old school card. I didn't want a new colorful one.
So
I wanted
like
my old one.
People who lose their wallet and their car, you know, their credit cards and stuff. It's the library card. Forget all that other stuff. The library card is what I need because it sometimes is really more valuable for all the things that you can get for free. Imagine that as well. Our guest today has been Ramona Flores, the librarian and the adult services program at the Maine Library. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.